Yeah, sometimes I feel like I'm bringing you issues that people think, well, what's the big deal? But some of these issues are a big deal because we're talking about keeping people safe. So the first thing I'm going to ask you, Kyle, is how many times have you mowed your grass this year?
Twice.
Twice.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you mow your grass, does any of that grass ever get into the street?
No, I try really hard not to get it in the street.
Well, good, because a lot of people aren't trying very hard and they blow all their grass out into the street. And here's what happens. That creates a very slippery surface for bicycles and motorcycles. And a lot of people don't think about that, but that grass can be very treacherous for especially for motorcycles. So we ask people to not blow their grass into the street for many reasons. One of them being we don't want them to clog up the sewer system, right? The sewer guys will come yell at you if they see you blowing grass in the street. But the other important reason is we want to keep the street surface clean so that bicycles and motorcycles can use them safely. So don't blow your grass into the street. That can create a big hazard. So that's tip number one. I got a
Okay.
couple more for you.
All right, bud.
So we're seeing more pedestrians, joggers, walkers, people taking their dogs out. It's nice out now. People are getting out and exercising. As a driver, we have to be watching for those folks because we're not used to seeing them with winter. Not as many people are out. So we have to really be cautious, especially with the kiddos, because when they're walking to and from school, they like to dart out into the street sometimes. So we have to use caution and watch for pedestrians. The last thing I want to just remind people about is the same thing with pedestrians is with bicycles. A lot of bicycles out. A lot of bicycles out. We're not used to seeing them. We have to make sure that we're checking the area for bicycles and motorcycles too, really, because sometimes those folks can sneak up on us, or we're looking for cars and trucks, and we forget to look for bicycles and motorcycles. So please, please use caution. Slow down. People need to put their phones down, Kyle. Too many people are texting and driving. It seems like we have motor vehicle crashes every week now where distracted driving can be a factor in that. So put your phones down, slow down, wear your seatbelt, and let's be safe this spring.
You bet.